The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani al-lain ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Bari al-Khalaiq ajma'in. Ba'ath al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen, wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Habibi Qulubina wa Tabibi Nufusina wa Shafi'i Dhunubina. أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. One of the recommended acts or deeds, أعمال of this blessed month is استغفار. This is a month that we need to focus on this. We need to focus while we engage in this quarantine or whatever you want to name it, the conditions that we have because of COVID. Even with the vaccine, it's coming out, people are getting vaccinated, but it's not clear how that will change things. It probably won't change things for the, or it may not change things for the time being. And we don't know when a cure that is viable, that will allow us to, that will help. Hopefully the vaccine will help. There'll be less deaths, less cases that we will lose people, but in terms of getting us back to where we can easily get together, congregate, not to have to wear masks, reduce numbers in gatherings and so on, God knows when that's going to happen. We know He's going to remove it. He has done this in the past, and He will do it in this case as well. But this is a blessing right now. This is the point. We don't know that. Take it as a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a blessing to have that extra time instead of allowing... Now, allowing our minds, usually they would wander off. We got so many things that keep us busy. Now, there's less of that. We get bored of everything because we're just on our devices and we can't get out as much. We can't go to places the same way. We can't see people in the same way. We have a lot more time on our hands that we can dedicate to looking within, finding and identifying those issues, those flaws, those problems. And inshallah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying our best, correcting those. And another thing that we mentioned this, I think, a year ago when this thing hit first. This is an opportunity. We get a chance to be with those that we, because of our closeness to them, because we have spent so much time with them, our family members, our parents, our children, our siblings, our whoever it is that we live with, we're with all the time, and for so many years, we've gotten used to bad ways of dealing with each other, bad ways of thinking of each other. And we like to avoid that. We like to move away from each other. We like to spend time elsewhere. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in a condition where we have to see each other. Well, this is a good opportunity. Let's try to correct those. Don't worry about others correcting it or not correcting it. This is about us. Looking within, me changing myself, let me change the way I think and deal with others. Whether they want to change or not, that's their business. Instead of focusing on what their issues are, why did he say this? Why did she say that? What was she trying to do? What was he trying to do? Instead of that thought process, why did I say this? Why did I say that? Why was I trying to hurt this person's feeling? Why don't I realize that when I say this, when I do that, it irritates people? And I shouldn't be doing that. What's the point of me doing this? Why do I do this? Well, those should be our questions. Find these flaws. Use this opportunity of purification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It's the month of Rajab. We can spend a lot of time in prayers. All these prayers, one of the things that came from the leader, may Allah protect him and give him a long life. It had developed into a practice that was an annual practice, the great teaching of i'tikaf in Islam, where you spend at least 3 days in a masjid, fasting the days. and during the day and the night engaging in worship, avoiding matters of the dunya, focusing on the hereafter, focusing on one's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Rajab, the days of the 13th, 14th, and 15th, became a tradition. Islam is not limited in that. The Prophet used to do it on the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. These were 3 days because of the holidays, more people would be able to engage in that. And the least number of days is 3 days. So youth would get together in masajid in numbers, in plenty of masajid in the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt, the shrine of Imam al-Ridha, the shrine of the Lady Fatima al-Ma'suma, Salamullahi alayha in Qom, the shrines of the other children of the Ahlul Bayt, the other great figures, the masajid within them. People used to congregate in large numbers and be in that state of worship and dua and supplication. Because of Corona, again this year, they haven't been able to do that. So the leader said he encourages and he recommends those who would want to be involved in that and are not able to because of the conditions to do Salat Ja'far al-Tayyar each of those days. Now those days are gone, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, but this instruction, this encouragement, this recommendation still stands any day of the month of Rajab. This extra time that we have, learn of these prayers. Curse shaitan that keeps telling us, oh, don't do that. Start flipping through more Facebook, TikTok, this, that, the other. Oh, Allah, help me. Just get up 30 minutes. Salat Ja'far Tayyar. It's simple, honestly. The prayers that the Ahlul Bayt themselves do, we have a hadith that the Imam told the companion who was asking about Salat Ja'far Tayyar. This is for those who have already done it. Those who haven't done it, start with that. Do Salat Ja'far Tayyar. Those who've done it a number of times or have done it more frequently, will do the other. There's other prayers. The prayer of the Prophet, the prayer of Fatimah al-Zahra, the prayer of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Read them. Read the instructions, how it's done, and perform it. We have this extra time. Usually we didn't have this time because we'd be busy with so many other things. Now we work from home, we study from home, school is from home, everything is from home. If we don't want to take advantage of this time, when are we going to do these great deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, these gems? Hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us take advantage of the current conditions that we have and be involved and engaged in this reflection and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflection over our deeds, picking out flaws, asking God to forgive, trying to change, inshallah, and hopefully by the end of it, we'll come out a better person, someone who has been able to overcome their bad habits, realize their mistakes in treating different people around them and correct those ill behaviors towards others, inshallah. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with all of that.
رجب رجب هل علينا واقترب رجب رجب هل علينا واقترب يا مرحبا شهر رجب هل علينا واقترب شهر كريم وأصب الرحمة فيه تصب شهر كريم وأصب فالرحمة فيه تصب الصوم فيه مستحب من صام يوما من رجب أعظم أجر قد كسب
رجب رجب هل علينا